What did you do over half term? Thomas, did you do anything over half term? What did you do?
Went bowling.
You went bowling. How exciting is that? You went too. Because it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Is that why you went bowling? Fantastic. Nat, what did you do in half term? I know your dad shoveled loads of cow poo into the garden, didn't he? Or horse poo or something horrid. And he put some grass on. Did you help? Yeah? Rebecca, did you do anything at half term?
I went to my nanny's house.
You went to your nanny's? Lucy?
I went to granny's.
You went to granny's, Ethan? Bonfire, Joseph? You went to North Devon. How lovely. Well, we went in this week to Alton Towers. Has anyone been to Alton Towers? Anybody been? Yeah? Yeah? Maybe we were there the same day. We went to Alton Towers. And you know what? It's a really, really scary place. If you haven't been, you go in and it's lovely. There's all these trees and it's beautiful. It's autumn. The trees are red and gold. But as you walk up the path, you hear people screaming. And it doesn't matter where you are, you hear people screaming. And you queue up for these rides. At least some people queue up for these rides. I don't. You queue up for rides that have got names like Oblivion. And Oblivion takes you up. Probably as high as the church. And then tips you face down and drops you into a hole in the ground that's dark and wet. And then there's another one that you go in, the thing clamps around your chest, it clamps around your legs, and then it tips you to your face down, face in the ground, and it's as though you're flying, except you go upside down and round and round and round. And these things, I think, are really, really, really scary. And the people screaming really puts me off. I don't like them at all. Isabel, Patrick, Roger, they all went on them. Not me. I'm the coat holder. Anyhow, so there we are. But at the beginning of all these rides, there's a big notice, and it says, you have to be so high to go on this road. You have to be so thin to go on this ride. Otherwise, things don't go round. You fall off. You can't go on this ride if your heart's a bit dodgy. You can't go on this ride if you get car sick. You can't go on this ride drinking a drink or eating a burger. You can't go on this ride taking pictures or on your telephone. And it gives you all these instructions for not going on the ride. Well, not for going, for how you can go on the ride. It tells you how to do it safely. And it made me think a bit of this story and a bit about the film clip that we saw as well. And that how sometimes we don't know what is going to happen next. And the clip, the idea we've been using is about darkness. You don't know what is coming next, what you might be afraid of. And there's a story in the Bible of a guy called Joshua. And it says this, Moses is dead, and you must lead the people across the Jordan into the land I'm giving you. Wherever you go, I'll give you that land. Joshua, I will be with you always and help you as I helped Moses, and no one will ever be able to defeat you. Long ago, I promised the ancestors I would give them this land, so be strong and brave. Be careful to do everything my servant Moses taught you. Never stop reading the book of the law. If you obey it completely, you will be able to take the land. I have told you to be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged, because I am the Lord your God, and I will be there with you to help you wherever you go. So, you know, when Patrick and Roger and Isabel went on one of these rides, there was one that was a little bit scary, and they were in the queue, and Patrick wasn't really very certain about whether he was going to go on this ride. But He went on. He had Roger next to him. He followed all the instructions and he got off saying, "Wow, that was awesome." I felt sick watching it, but hey, you know, he thought it was the most amazing thing. And you know, God promises that wherever we are, he will never, ever leave us alone. But we need to be strong. How strong are you? We need to be brave because God is with us. And just like in the film clip, when they're Luke, when they're trying to escape and they can't, and Ben steps up and he's there and he stands between them and Darth Vader and helps them escape. So God says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." So that's what we have to remember today. Follow the rules, obey the instructions, and be strong and very brave because God is always with you. To be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. We just pray that as we move into this next week, as we go back to school, back to work, Lord, that you would be with us, that we would be aware of you with us every minute of every day, and that in all circumstances, we would be brave and courageous. Let's pray the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Evermore. Amen.